or CES Mobile.
4HKX. Hey, Andrew.
We're out late tonight, but then I realize it's only 6-something, and it's just dark.
I'm thinking the same thing when I looked at the clock a minute ago. I'm like, man, this is 9 o'clock out here, and then I looked, and it's like 6. I'm like, wait a minute, time change.
KN4TFW.
Man, it just seems like everybody's on late. It's just not, it's just dark.
To the Mexican phone company and get something to eat.
My way to the house.
I got Ken. There was another one in there. I don't know them by name. Who else was here?
Mine ended EEE.
This is KO4EEE. My name's Jeff. Good evening, fellas.
It's KO4CEF. The name's Andrew.
Just outside the repeater's length, kind of in the scratchy zone here. I'm just outside of Easley.
Too bad. How am I coming through? I'm on my little mobile headed towards Bowen Springs.
Sounding fine on my end.
Scratch from here, but I think I'm pretty far from the repeater. My antenna ain't the world's best.
Easily, are you in?
KO4EEE, I've reached my destination. You gentlemen have a fine evening, if you're able to hear me. This is KO4EEE, playing 7-3s to y'all gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Jeff, KN4TFW.
I've never heard you on this late.
My head's over here to Taco Bell, get us something to eat real quick, and then head to the house.
That's funny, though. We were talking about Taco Bell tonight at work before I left and how expensive it was now.
Tuesday, we call it the Mexican phone company.
Taco Bell in years, so I don't know.
We go to Myrtle Beach just about. My oldest wants to go to Taco Bell, but I have never heard it called the Mexican phone company.
It used to be, what, Southern Bell and Ma Bell and Pacific Bell and everything, so it's Taco Bell.
Because it was in and out.
But anyway, yeah, it makes sense. Our way to Boy Scouts.
And that, Patrick, you headed over to the club meeting, didn't you say?
Last night. I'm heading home now. I'm almost there.
Get up with you and Elise and get up there and at least do some camping or some campfire cooking or something.
I don't know. It's so busy this time of year, it's hard to get away to do anything. But I would love to do that.
That, it is a busy time. I know my wife, she said she can't get off this time of year. So, I mean, I got to use up some vacation time.
Well, you get ready
and that, so,
home projects.
Yeah, I got some home projects going. Just the estimator for the furnace, he just left. So, but I'm pulling up into the drive-thru line, so I'm going to say 73 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome evening, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Miss Susan, take care. Y'all have a good evening. KO4HK.
Ken, hope we'll talk to you in the morning. KO4CES.
You're taking the boys to Boy Scouts. Is that what I heard?
Got to finish up their plans for Veterans Day camp out, which is this weekend. It's going to be nice and cool.
It's going to be real cool this weekend up here.
Here, I think Friday nights, if I remember, it's in the mid-40s, and then Saturday night's going to drop down to right at 32, 35, something like that. So it's going to be nice and cool. I can only imagine up there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be down in the mid-20s of a night, one night this weekend. I can't remember which one.
As it's coming along, I was reading some weather. They're supposed to start getting some snow and stuff up north, you know, I guess towards Michigan and that kind of area up there. It's just crazy.
Need sneaks up on you, but usually it's already been, we've had a good couple of frosts by now, but we've only had a light frost so far.
To have, it's kind of a mild wet, no, mild dry, I can't remember. It's supposed to be a mild winter, it's the last I heard, but who knows.
Farmer's Almanac was saying it was supposed to be a cold winter this year.
Farmer's Almanac and Noah need to get on the same page, because they can do different things.
They do, but I think I'd trust the Farmer's Almanac first.
I don't dispute that at all.
Boys going to get their ham radio license.
They just both give me a look like, nah.
I talked to an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old earlier today on the radio.
I've talked to a boy doing PSK one night on, I don't remember if it was 40 meters or what, but I just thought that was crazy. And then he was telling me in Scouts. I tried to tell my boys and they're like, no, not really.
Lunchtime today, I was talking to Alexander and Nicholas, their brothers. Alexander's got his radio license and Nicholas is wanting to get his. He's afraid to take the test, so I'm trying to encourage him along a little bit to get his technician license. It's easy. Don't have to know a whole lot, just a little bit about electronics. Just answer the questions.
It's so hard to compete with the video games and the cell phones, but I try to tell mine, and they were asking what I wanted for Christmas. I said I want somebody to get their ham radio license, but I don't think I'll ever get it.
What you mean? I've been trying to convince mine the same thing. He's 22 now, but it's kind of going in one ear and out the other. But take them somewhere where them cell phones don't work, and then let them try it.
We went on one camping trip, and I was really hoping it was going to be, because it was Cassie's Bridge over there near, was it Walhalla, Anderson? It's way down in there, and you could barely get a phone signal, but it was enough. Man, they took full advantage of it whenever they could and watched YouTube and everything else, so it's just so hard to compete with that.
We're going over to Chad's place there in Pickens. And he said there is absolutely no phone service down there. So I'll find out Saturday. And he's got, I think he said, 100 acres or something like that over there. So we'll go over there and hang out with him Saturday morning.
Well, that. Well, Patrick, I'm going to head on in here and help keep an eye on these boys and see what we got plans for this weekend. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a safe trip on the western way home, and hope we'll holler at you in the morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'm going to be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good evening, and I will talk to you in the morning, KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
73, Andrew. Talk the Scoutmaster into doing a radio class, KN4TFW.
That I can get my radio something, or I can basically help them get their radio merit badge or something like that. So I've considered that, because one of the requirements is they got to make a contact on the radio. So I thought that was really neat. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. Ken, Patrick, have a great night. 73-KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear.
Before HKX, Ken, it didn't take long to get food.
I'm halfway between the speaker and the window.
Yeah, I didn't think Taco Bell was that quick.
3 and 6 behind me that I can see.
I think that you didn't have a heart attack from the heat pump, the estimate.
And it was 12-4.
Units and installation?
Both units, installation, and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Hang on a minute.
Before ULP, monitoring.
For LUP, I believe it was, Alexander. This is Patrick again, KO4HKX.
Are you going good this evening?
Good. I was just talking about you and your brother, Nicholas.
talking to another guy. I just turned on the radio, so I didn't really catch all that you were saying. I'm trying to get the shack a little bit more organized. Right now it's kind of temporary. I have three TV tables and kind of like a little kind of coffee table that was in the attic. Temporary until I can get a desk.
KN4TFW.
It's Alexander, and I'm pretty sure his brother Nicholas is around there. I was just telling you about him.
Oh, good to meet you, Alexander. And how old are you?
13, and just got my call sign on November the 5th, Friday.
Good job. Congratulations. A couple of years, but I got a lot of years on you. I'm about 50 years older than you are.
If you don't mind, both of you, if I could get both of your call signs for my logbook, I would appreciate that.
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
K-O-4-H-K-X, correct? And can also have your name, too.
My name is Patrick, and that is correct.
What's your name for me, please?
P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
I got P-A-T-R-I-C-K, correct?
All right, Alexander, mine's Kilo, November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey. And the name is Ken, Kilo, Echo, November.
KN4TFW for the call sign, and for the name, Ken, K-E-N, correct?
Roger, roger.
Thank you for that information. I'm just trying to log down the people on Caesar's head. You know, get to know them better. So, what else do you all like to do besides ham radio for a hobby? I didn't catch that. Could you repeat that, please?
Doing stuff outside, working in the yard, but unfortunately, we got to do that day to day, working and stuff like that. But we like being outside, fishing, hunting, hiking, stuff like that, camping.
A little bit of kind of woodworking with a little bit of plywood here and there and ham radio.
Hobby to get into. It's way better than video games.
Video games, I mean, my mom's old iPad, we like have this old racing game that we barely play. And yeah, I don't even like own any like video game stuff. So me and my brother are normally playing inside or outside together. And we don't have our own devices, our phones, so the radio is actually the only communication device that I own, which I'm glad that I'm not stuck on a screen all day.
And that you can talk around the world on it. When you upgrade to general, you'll be able to talk all the way around the world, and it'll be awesome. And we're coming up on some good times, but I'd love to talk to you some more, but I am pulling into my subdivision and fixing to go inside and grab a bite for dinner, but you're welcome to come back anytime and catch me, and we certainly enjoyed it. Keep up the good work. 73, KN4TFW.
Ken, Miss Susan, and Alexander, I'm going to have to go also. I just got home, and I'm going to go in and get me a bite of supper, but I like being outside. I like hunting, fishing, that kind of stuff also, and pretty much anything to do with a car. So I'm going to say 73. I enjoyed the conversation again this evening and look forward to many more. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.
Before you go, Patrick, KN4VWA.
Ken, or Steve, sorry.
Your bad luck with me getting over to that meeting. I got about halfway down there and got rear-ended.
This is what happened to you last night. You wasn't in your pickup truck, was you?
No, I got the rear rubber bumper of that little Saturn bumped up a little bit. It's not bad, but anyhow, guy thought he was going to try to get it blamed off on me, and the cop got there. I was going to let it go, but I'll get to hit the next one.
To hear that, Steve. I dealt with enough wrecks myself in the last little while. Alexander, if you're still there, this is Steve, KN4VWA. He's another gentleman on the repeater quite often and a good one to talk to. But I'm going to have to step aside. Like I said, I just got home. And good to know you're safe, and it wasn't nothing too serious, Steve. KO4HTX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KO4HKX, KO4NUE. Patrick, what time's a good time to call you on the phone?
KO4HKX.
Roger that. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Call sign, bud. This is Steve, KN4VWA.
Ryan, working on a logbook here, sir. Call sign is KN4VWA, correct?
Yes, sir, and give me just a second. Give me just a second. I'm ordering a couple of hot dogs. I'll be right back.
4 ULP, standing by, 73.
Back. Alexander, you still there?
ULP, I am still here.
Good deal, bud. You know, it's nice to hear somebody like you on the radio. Gives a little bit of faith back into the youth of this country. For guys like me, I'm over 65, and I just love to see young men like you doing something constructive.
The hobby, and hope to get my brother into it too. He's 11, and he's thinking about studying for his technician. So I don't, you know, play any video games, and I don't want to play outside or inside with him, and I just, you know, got the ham radio, and I really enjoy this. So this is one of my, like, personal, you know, truly, like, big hobbies. I fell around with a little bit of wood working with plywood, but do that, you know, fairly rarely, not very often.
Well, listen, even as an old guy like me, guess what I like to do? I fly radio-controlled airplanes.
Guys, I hear that, do that.
Well, there's W4DJW and me, and I think there's one or two more guys on here that fly radio control. And it is fun.
Drawn with a couple of drones. Normally they end up crashed, but my brother's more interested in that than I am. He gets he's actually a pretty good flyer with the drone, except he likes to get wild, and he's the only one that crashes them, but I'm not too good with the drone, but I think it's still fun. I'll have a little one that I'll fly occasionally, but yeah.
Ever hear a fella named Dave on here? His call sign is W4DJW, and he is experimenting with some fixed-wing aircraft and some drones, and, hold on just one second. I'm getting my food. Welcome back. I'm trying to get my supper here at the clock in Bowling Springs. Where are you located?
South Carolina, right by North Greenville, about a 2-3 minute drive to North Greenville University. In about 10-15 minutes from K2RCL Russell. From K2RCL Russell.
Alexander, I got up under the edge of a power line next to a building and I could not get out. So where do you live, young man?
Well, P, I live in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, about 2 minutes away from North Greenville University and about 5 minutes away from where Russell is. His call sign is K2RCL.
No. Son, I feel for you. Having to live over there near him? Oh, no. Nah, Russell's a pretty good fella, too. He's real smart, hard-working fella. You can take a lot from him, I guarantee you. Yeah, I used to live in Traveler's Rest, but I lived over there, Paris Mountain on the Traveler's Rest side?
Mountain. With all the cell towers on it, so I can kind of know where the mountain is. I've never been up there.
Well, I used to live halfway up the mountain behind the Walmart over there.
Walmart is. So, yeah. Oh, that's pretty neat. So, that's only about, I don't know, 10, maybe 10-minute drive, maybe 15 drive for us over there. So, not far at all.
That's pretty country up there. Well, so you studied hard and you got your technician license. Where did you take your test?
It's online.
Ah, that's great. That is great. All right, bud. Well, listen, it's just about to tear me up. I'm sitting here smelling two real good hot dogs with slaw on them, and I'm going to have to tear into them. So I will be listening for you on the radio, and I hope you'll contact me again sometime. And I am KN4VWA, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, and I'm Steve. So you have a good evening, bud. 73s, and I'm clear up to your final.
Steve, I have to go anyway. So 73s to you. This is KO4 ULP clear.